Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios, it's 2 hours of ring talk live worldwide. Straight up, we're talking boxing and MMA for the next 2 hours. We'll have an in-studio guest in hour number two and talk about Barry on boxing. Of course, big upset last night, Nate Albright. Take that back, wasn't a bit of an upset. I guess it was a bit of an upset. Anyway, bottom line is we'll talk about the fights that went down last night. Of course, Keyshawn Davis stepped out of the fight a couple of days before, didn't make the weight. Of course, tried to say he was 4 pounds overweight. Bottom line is he didn't want to eventually fight the guy that won last night in the other fight. I'm talking about, of course, Abdullah Mason. Of course, Abdullah Mason looking spectacular against the guy he was supposed to look spectacular against. But the bottom line is he might be the future of boxing, a lightweight, maybe a junior welterweight. The kid's smooth. He can punch a little bit. He can talk like Ray Leonard. Maybe not as good as Ray Leonard, but, you know, he looks a good-looking kid anyway. Bottom line is, watch that name. I'm talking about Abdullah Mason. Of course, still undefeated after beating Mr. Nakatila. That was in I think they stopped him in the fifth or the sixth round. Bottom line is they were lightweights, and this kid looks like he is the future at 135 pounds. Kelvin Davis fought Nahir Albright. Now, Nahir Albright was a last-minute sub, a guy that had only fought at 135 pounds for the most part. It was 140 pounds, and he lit Kelvin Davis up. I mean, he won going away 8-2. I think one judge had it even. We'll talk about John Basile, another guy to put on the judge's banning list. How could he see that fight even? Like, you know, David Sutherland thought that Caleb Plant won last week against Armando Resendez. I mean, when he got his butt whipped. I was going to say something else, but when he got his butt whipped for 12 rounds, for the majority of 12 rounds. Bottom line is, these judges got to go. David Sutherland, last week. This week is John Basile. Bottom line is, we'll talk about who judges, what good judges are out there, and we'll talk about that and more, of course. As I said, Tommy D, take that back. Tommy D will be here in a little bit, because he just checked in with me. Tommy D will be here, as will the impeccable one. He's here for a couple hours as well. I dragged him in from Marin County, so I'm glad he's here, because hopefully things will go a little bit better than they did yesterday. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind, for all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little Average White Band coming back from the break. Of course, they retired in 2024 after 52 years and knocking it out straight up. I wish Alan Gore and the group a good time in retirement. Of course, their lead singer went off and became the lead singer of the Commodores, none other than Mr. Brent Carter. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, across the pond, I thought it to be a bit of a mismatch. Of course, I'm talking about Junto Nakatani. He unified the WBC and IBF 118-pound belts, or bantamweight title, with a... Well, he lit this guy up, Ryo Nishida. I talked about it yesterday. Ryo Nishida came in at 10-0 with 2 knockouts. Listen, if you go up against a guy that can fight and punch and you only got 2 knockouts, that's like going to a gunfight with like a butter knife. I mean, that's basically what he went with, 10-1. He's 10-1 now with 2 KOs. So, you know, bottom line is, he says he hurt his right elbow or something like that, his right shoulder or something like that at the end of the sixth round. Bottom line is, this all left-handed clash, 2 left-handers going against each other. It was Sunday night in Taku, Tokyo. I woke up at 2:30 in the morning, was kicking back at 2:30 in the morning, folks, watching this fight, and I fell asleep before it came on. I mean, they were announcing these guys. Let's tell you, those Japanese ring announcers don't do anything for them, because the last thing I remember is that the guy was introducing the opponent, Ryo, and then boom, I fell asleep. So bottom line is, I guess I didn't miss nothing, but Nakatani was a winner, of course, setting up a future bout with Nanoa Inoue. Of course, he got it at 122 pounds, and we've talked about this many times before, but I still got to bring it up. When has a Japanese fighter ever been on the top 10? Wait, when has ever a Japanese fighter been on the top 10 pound-for-pound list ever, 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 and not my memory, ever, 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 okay, let alone two? So with that being the question, we take it to the Bronx and bring, of course, the Sunday Shot caller himself, Mr. Tommy D. Tommy D has an 800 number. What's your 800 number now, Tommy?
I'm filling in for Tommy. I haven't gotten a hold of him yet.
You haven't got impeccable one? You're filling in for Tommy? You can't fill in for Tommy D. That's impossible. Anyway, I'll go back to what I got to do. Thank you, sir. Of course, Nakatani wins, of course. Also, I want to mention last night, when things get funny, things get funny. And in boxing, you know, I mean, we had, as I said, I talked to you about it before. We have a lot of controversy, and that's the reason why they have 3 judges nowadays. Because back in the old days, they had 1 judge, or the referee was a judge, and he was easy to corrupt. Just 1 guy. I mean, you can just go to 1 guy and bribe 1 guy, and guess what? You got the fight in the bag, right? But now you've got to, like, it's a 3-man thing. It's always been a 3-man thing. I think it's about the 1920s, 1930s. In fact, they, at one point in time, they didn't have judges. They had newspaper judges. They would have judge people, newspaper columns actually judging the fight. So at the end of the day, I guess
I don't know, the press didn't do that well either because, you know, they were eliminated and eventually we went back to we went to three judges, which I think is the best way to go. Of course, had the three judges not been in effect, had it been two judges, it would have been a draw or a split decision with, you know, Mr. David Sutherland last week knocking off, you know, Mr. Armando Resendez's win. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, that was the original Rocky. That was like a real-life Rocky movie. Anyway, speaking of real-life Rocky, Tommy D's high on this next guy. Jai Apatia won the defended the IBF. Actually, he defended the world cruiserweight title. He's considered the champion, 200 pounds. Of course, that is a cruiserweight limit now. But he was a KO winner, of course, in five rounds over Claudio Squale. Of course, not much of a fight there. But the bottom line is, it is what it is. Straight up, is Tommy D ready to go?
Yeah, I got Tommy now.
Okay, Tommy D, you ready to go? Oh, this is going to be one of these days. Tommy D, you ready? You there?
Yeah, I'm good. What's going on, Pedro?
Nothing, man. You got that 800 number ready?
Oh, no.
See, you know what, man? You're slow.
No.
Slow.
I was like, what?
Inside joke, folks, but
no,
slow.
No.
Man, slow. Man, I wish I could go.
Like, it took me a sec because the call kind of like messed up a couple times. So I was like, huh? And then I picked up on it. So, yeah.
Is this bad? Is this Skype thing not good or what? Is it okay on your end?
Yeah, it's well now. Before it was just... I don't know what it is. It's technology.
Yeah. Anyway, I woke up at 2:30 in the morning and I made it to the referee did the instructions and then I think they were announcing one of the guys and boom, I fell asleep. Didn't have to get up for that, did you?
Which fight was this? Was this
the Nakatani, Mr. Nakatani?
Oh no, I didn't see the Nakatani fight.
Well, it's history. Anyway, bottom line is Nakatani wins with a route. The guy was 10-0 coming in with two knockouts. I mean, it's like fighting Nakatani was like, what is he, 33-0 or 23 knockouts, something like that. Anyway, it's like going to a gunfight with a butter knife.
Yeah, pretty much. He got 23 knockouts before the last fight. He's 31-0 now. So, yeah, pretty much. Two knockouts, don't know anything about the guy. 10 wins against who? Nobody knows.
Yeah, but he had the International Black Federation title belt.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, the International Boxing Federation.
Yeah, that's the one. Oh, man.
Okay, let's talk about the other fights last night. How about Keyshawn Davis and Edwin De Los Santos? How was that fight?
That fight, well, there was no fight, but there was a fight after last night with Keyshawn Davis. It just wasn't in the ring.
No, we'll get to Nahir Albright in just a second. But the bottom line is, Keyshawn Davis, do you think he, you know, they had him on a collision course with the other Mr. Abdullah last night, the young man that won last night.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is, do you think he was scared of him? He decided he would pull out? That's what it sounded like to me.
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, honestly, I don't think he could have made the weight. I think it was very unprofessional. And I think Top Rank knew that because you would think a guy, he knows when he's not going to make weight and then he just gives up. You think they would try to renegotiate at least a week or two before, not after the weigh-in, you know? And I think him going after Abdullah was all just, I think it was just kind of like politics and just for show because he's not going to make 135. It's obvious he can't make 135. He knew that when he called out Abdullah.
He made it 4 months ago.
He made it 4 months ago to win a world title, and he made it easily, too.
So that tells me he's either got a lack of discipline or he doesn't know how to go to a sauna.
It could be both. I mean, this is bad. This is a bad look. Some people say, you know, I mean, a lot of people might say that you're not really a world champion until you defend your title. So, I mean, you would think he'd be motivated to go in and have his first title defense.
Okay, let's go. Let's talk about Mr. Albright last night. He came in like a decided underdog, and he kicked the favorite's ass. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, this was the big upset of the night. I thought the fight was going to be close. I didn't think it would be, you know, that one-sided. I gave Albright a chance because he did have a good fight with Keyshawn, was it a couple of years ago in Texas? I gave him a shot, you know, a small shot, but he dominated. He won 8 of the 10 rounds easy. Could have got credit for a knockdown. I believe it was in round one or two, where Davis's glove hit the floor. He was hurt. They didn't call it. Total domination. in Virginia and you know, in Davis's hometown. You know, much credit to Albright, who hasn't fought in a while either.
Well, yeah, you know, I want to credit John Basile. You know who John Basile is?
No, I don't.
He's a judge that had that fight even, 95-95 after 10 rounds. He came in
wasn't it
John Basile?
Costello.
Is that how you spell it, Basile?
It's Costello, Brian Costello. 95-95. That's who, because I went back and I watched, because here's what's funny. I go to BoxRec, the scores are not there. So I had to go back and watch ESPN again and watch the verdict. Brian Costello scored it 95-95. He gave it a draw. He's been a judge for about 19 years.
Time out. You brought something up and you glossed over it. Why doesn't BoxRec have the scorecard up here?
It's great. They have the result, but they don't have the scorecard. Which is crazy.
No, actually, no. Here's what they did. What BoxRec did was they put the scores on the Keyshawn Davis no contest fight right below it on BoxRec. There's Kelvin Davis on top as far as and then it's the second fighter is Keyshawn Davis, and after that is Carlos Balderas. But the bottom line is Keyshawn Davis was James Green the referee? Yeah.
I think so, yes. Yeah.
John Basile had it 95-95, Robert Hoyle had it 96-94, and David Sutherland had it 97-93. Sutherland and Hoyle had it for Albright. John Basile had it even. He should be banned.
Yeah, it's a disgrace. But what did they list the judge's name as? Because
Basile, and I find him, and guess what? He was an imported judge from New York. So, you know, when these judges get imported, remember like Mr. Sutherland last week got imported from Oklahoma and Nevada, they seem to underperform.
I'd go back and look at that because when I watched it, it said Brian Costello, and he's a Virginia judge. So they took a hometown judge to judge that fight, and he was and that's what I found, that he scored at 95-95.
Well,
almost positive that, because I went back and watched it at least twice, and they said Brian Costello, and I looked him up, and he's from Virginia. He's done fights pretty much only in Virginia, and a lot of the fights he's done has been like 4-rounders and 6-rounders.
I'll check into that. Let's go to a break, and I'll check that out right now. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're going to get to the bottom of this right now, who that judge was. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Whether it was me, Bailey Peck, or Tommy D., whoever that judge was needs to be banned. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903.
800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're irritating me now.
I got to restart my Mac. I mean, come on, man. Things like when it starts to rain in here, it just like pours. I kid you not. It's pouring here in the store, Sports Byline Studios. I'm stuttering. I can't get it straight. Bottom line is, Nahir Albright pulled off one hell of an upset last night. Of course, he was a man brought in to lose against one of the Davis brothers. Was, Keyshawn Davis didn't fight. You think it was because he didn't make the weight. I think it's because of the fact that he talked a lot of smack, and he couldn't get the weight right. I think he could get the weight right if it was given another opportunity, although he had to give up the title. Of course, they stripped him of it. You didn't expect him to let him keep the belt after not making the weight by 4 pounds. But the bottom line is, at the end of the night, Nahir Albright was a winner. In fact, you know what? Let's check out from Nahir. This is Nahir Albright. Let's go with him just right now. Ready to go? Go.
I was in my locker room and celebrating my victory with my team. And yeah, Keyshawn and his little brother came in, and they started looking at me. It was like they saying something about his older brother, like they was mad. And he like grabbed me, pushed me back. I'm like grabbing his hand. He like moved his head towards my head, you know, felt like a little.
So you bumped heads?
Yeah, he like headbutted me. Yeah, he like headbutted me.
Oh, okay.
Can I see that?
Keyshawn did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what happened.
Any words between you and them after the fight that might have led to this incident?
No, actually, like I said, I was in the locker room. Their locker room is right next door to mine. Mm. So I guess they heard like us like happy and all that kind of stuff, and they came in and started trouble.
Did anyone punch you or anything, or was it just the headbutt?
Yeah, just the grab and the headbutt.
Why do you think they would do this?
I mean, they upset that their brother lost. And yeah, poor sportsmanship.
Have you ever heard of something like this before? Have you ever seen or heard of something like this?
I never been through this. I never seen no one go through this. Yeah.
So how did the altercation end? Who ended it?
My coaches like grabbed them, and then I think security came in and grabbed them.
There's a video.
Wow, think about that, Tommy D. You're in your dress room. Some guys come in there and lump you up.
Yeah, it's a pretty disgusting act by Keyshawn Davis and the entire team. I believe his brother. I think another fighter was involved as well. That's, you know, you talk about being a sore loser, but, you know, there's got to be a lawsuit and charges have definitely got to be pressed now.
Well, you know, it's the Commonwealth of Virginia, right? That's exactly. So, you know, they really don't play around there when they just don't. That's not the place you want to get into trouble, I don't think. But the bottom line is, I think there will be some assault charges coming, at least some battery charges forthcoming on this. And of course, there will be a lawsuit. Do you see that lump on his head?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, man. That's from a headbutt. You know, it sounds to me like just based on what they're talking about, like they got into an altercation, they got in the face.
They came in his dressing room. They trespassed. They came in his dressing room.
It could have been a lot worse. They could have been a lot of punches thrown. It could have been somebody could have pulled out a weapon or you know, thrown a chair. It could have been crazy. That's very bad. I wonder what Top Rank is going to do.
You know,
because
In the amateurs, they would sometimes they didn't give us dressing rooms. Sometimes we did. When we got like with some a lot of experience and we had a bit of a rep. But the bottom line is, when you were early on, you fought in an arena and they weighed everybody. Everybody was like in the same auditorium, same room, getting their hands wrapped, this and that. So you got to see these guys when you came back, and there really was. I don't remember any disrespect or anything like that. I mean, the fight was over with, and this time, Albright clearly won, and Davis couldn't handle it. I think the mental fact that, Davis caused a catastrophe promotional-wise, because for Top Rank, they spent a lot of money. I mean, I'm not a big Bob, I'm not the biggest Bob Arum fan, but I think that's pretty spitty when some fighter doesn't make weight for him by a significant amount, that his father knew what time it was, that they knew in advance that he wasn't going to make weight, that mm-hmm. they did it anyway because of the fact that they had two brothers on the undercard. So the fact that one brother lost is sort of like good karma.
Yeah. But think about this, and you just said it too, like Top Rank put a lot of money behind it. They had to pay De Los Santos his full purse, and they offered refunds. They offered refunds for the fight, and from what they reported, they said about 2,000 people requested refunds.
Why not? So I mean, if you're gonna pay for a championship fight against, listen, if I was going to see the Impeccable in fight and he pulled off the card, I wouldn't want to go see some schlub.
I agree, 1,000%. So just think about that. Like, the money they put behind him, the money they lost. And then, if the guy just would have made weight, there would have been no altercation in the locker room because Keyshawn would have been, preparing for his fight. So, I mean, it's bad all the way through, the whole weekend, the whole event,
Nowhere on the internet are they showing the score. They're showing the scores, but not showing judges' names. Nowhere on the internet. I mean, I've been sitting there going through this.
And I just saw an article just to make sure I wasn't wrong, and I just rewatched it. The article is incorrect on Ring. They put David Sullivan as one of the judges, and you know how we feel about him.
Time out. You mean my buddy David Sutherland?
Yeah, they put him in the Ring magazine article reporting a score 97-93, but he wasn't there last night. It was Weinsfeld was there, but I don't know if he was one of the three judges, but definitely it's Brian Costello is what was reported at the end of the fight, scoring 95-95.
Wow. And, based on the David Sutherland performance last week or the lack thereof, of course, he pulled down his Facebook page. What a puss, huh? He pulled down his Facebook page.
That is real soft by him to do that. That's crazy.
No,
did you send him any messages?
I sent him the entire article I wrote that he should, it was either crooked or inept. He should be banned. And I said, I said, Facebook people, throw shade on this guy.
So he took down his Facebook. Wow.
And he took it down like boom, like instantly, man. It was like it was gone. It was just gone, No, hey, and I talked to Tony Holden, who's a promoter out of Oklahoma, who's probably the best promoter to come out of Oklahoma. Bottom line is, I talked to him about it, and he said that from his perspective, that Sutherland wasn't corrupt. I said, he was the other night.
Yeah.
In my opinion, he was the other night.
He was corrupt.
Huh?
Come on. Absolutely he was corrupt. He gave that guy 7 rounds. It was hard to give him 3. Gave him 7.
Yeah, but guess what? He's had all those assignments in Las Vegas. Why do you think he's had all these assignments in Las Vegas and he lives in Oklahoma? Can you explain that to me? You're a boxing purist.
I have no idea. Maybe he has friends that has friends.
No, he has pictures.
He may have pictures as well.
He has pictures. So. He has pictures of the guy Kloberg, whatever his name is, that runs the athletic commission. He's got to have pictures of him because there's no way I would fly a guy in from Oklahoma that's sort of like an average judge to begin with. I consider him like a 8-round judge. I wouldn't want to put him in title fights on after, especially after last week. But the bottom line is, he gets a lot of shots. That guy's made a lot of money. Listen, if you work 8 or 10 fights a year and they're all title fights, you're going to make about 15, 20 grand.
That's good money. And with, the way they comp you. And look, I reported some of the scores he's given in other fights as well.
Yeah, well, so you shouldn't talk about the way that promoters comp judges, because I could tell you about the Orient. Back in the days when some of the stories I heard about the Orient, especially South Korea and Japan, they would try to romance the judges. And they did everything they could. Broads, drugs, booze, you name it. Those guys over there, whatever you wanted, let's do it as long as you vote for my guy.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes with these promotions.
So anyway, what's the future of Keyshawn Davis? Is there a future for him?
It's a very bad look all the way through. I mean, there was nothing he did right. the entire weekend, you know, it's all, you know, there's two things that could happen, or both can happen. Not even all. So you got, you know, top rank may cut him loose, and then he may get faced with a big lawsuit and criminal charges. So it's not a good look. And he could get suspended. He could face like a year or two suspension off of this. So, I mean, it'd be interesting to see what happens. You know, I know what they're going to say. They made a mistake. They shouldn't have done that, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, you know, as fighters, you know, as professional athletes, you got to be composed and, you know, show some sort of professionalism.
Okay, Samson, the promoter, he did a smooth move. He got his guy paid in full. Talk about Edwin De Los Santos. I don't know how much that was. But the bottom line is, if you train for a fight and the other guy mucks up at the last minute, you should get paid.
No, absolutely. And I think they did the right thing. If the reports are right, from what I've read, I don't know how accurate it was. I heard $700K.
Right on.
So, yeah. So that if he got $700K. Now, time out.
You know, if he made $700K, you know how much that Samson made?
I'm sure a nice big percentage.
$700K.
he probably got 70.
No, $700K. I'm telling no. Let me tell you, when you start adding up in, you know, foreign revenues and Samson gets deals where he gets a television in this country or that country and you sell it independently, I mean, you make a lot of money. You can make a lot of money in this. I mean, Don King sort of showed me the way a couple of times as far as like doing the pay-per-views. Back in the days, we got on the phone, and this was back before the internet, really, I guess. And we got on the phone. We do like phone calls in Helsinki, Finland. I mean, in Budapest, Hungary, the whole night, all around the world. We do these phones trying to build up the fight on pay-per-view. They don't do that anymore. Of course, pay-per-view is a bit of a is pay-per-view done in 20 seconds? Is pay-per-view done?
Absolutely, it's done because we have. You know, we have people with fire sticks, people with streaming devices. You know, we got cable guys out there. I won't name any names.
And people,
you know,
with 800 and, numbers as well. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tommy D, stick around after the break. We're talking boxing with the great Sir Thomas Dillamoo. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name of the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already. But the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care.
That is a Republican talking, folks. I kid you not, Mr. Don King, of course, that as the Republican Party cuts Medicare and cuts Social Security and all that kind of good stuff, you know, while giving tax breaks to the rich. Surprise? Not really. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, on the line from the Bronx is, of course, the Sunday Shot caller himself, Sir Thomas Dillamuth. Did I get the introduction right?
Yeah, you got it good.
Okay, all right. I'm still looking around. I'm still looking all over the... Listen, I can't find that score anywhere. Why? I mean, have you ever seen a score this evasive in the last year, 2 years? No.
No, I have. It's weird that they don't show the score anywhere. And then even in some of the articles, they've got it, but they've not listened to judges correctly, which I find even more weird. I don't know. In one article, it just says the three judges. It says one judge scored it this way and the two other judges scored it out. They don't name them.
But it seems like they're doing that on purpose. I mean, they're going out of their way not to mention the people. I mean, every article I looked up for, I mean, probably since in the last hour, I probably went through like 15 or 20 different internet clips, not one with the judges.
No, not one at all. That's why I had to actually go back and watch it to get the names of the judges by watching the end of the fight to see what the announcer called it.
So who was the apparent bad guy here?
Brian Costello.
All right, let me look.
And I did a search. I did research on him, yeah. And he's a local Virginia judge that's been judging since 2006. And mostly all the fights he's been is judging. He says judging has been in Virginia, and it's been a lot of 4-round, 6-round fights.
So he's a schlep. I mean, he's a 4-round guy,
pretty much. And then he's definitely not going to get a 10-rounder after last night. You know, for a while. So,
well, that's what you don't seem to understand is that these guys do get 10-rounders. This guy might be judging for the World Heavyweight Championship next fight out. The promoters have a way of helping. How can I put this? Telling these guys they're doing the right thing, sort of, by when they do the wrong thing. I mean, you don't invite people like that back.
No, you don't. But I mean, I'm sure if he's the you know, the quote unquote promotional judge, right? Or their guy, he'll get brought back. You know, if it's a fighter from Virginia or, you know, a local guy, I'm sure they'll bring him back.
Okay, here I found Brian Costello out of Virginia. Okay, no picture of him. He's been judging a while. Yeah, they don't even they have his last bout as being the Tyrell Boyd Derek Van fight
from March. Yep,
something's up here,
that
man.
Was a knockout.
Are we sure that was even Brian Costello last night?
That's the name that was given at the end of the fight. When they named the judge, they named him first. They named the 95-95 decision first. Brian Costello overruled by I can't remember the other guy's name because, you know, they had the other guy winning. It wasn't important to me. So, but
okay,
yeah.
Kelvin, I'm blown away by the poor sportsmanship last night because, you know, after the fight is over with, it's over with. You hear where I'm coming from? You, especially if you've won. You beat the guy once. Whether you won or lost, you beat the guy once. I remember wanting to kick some guy's ass basically at a press conference one time after the fight. I beat his ass once. My mother told me, what are you doing? She said, what are you doing?
Yeah.
She goes, you're acting a fool. Don't go in there acting a fool. You beat him once. Don't you have to beat him up again? Of course, Mom knew what it was like to go to press conferences after I lost.
I want to add, you know, Kelvin Davis, the one that lost the fight in the ring, was reported as one of the guys that was separating and, you know, telling Keyshawn and his other brother come back. And he's the only one that apologized.
Yeah, yeah. And that showed a lot of, you know, that showed a lot of class on his part. But, man, that doesn't say a lot for the family as a whole. I mean, you know, I mean, it just doesn't. I mean, the father's supposed to be the most influential guy here. I didn't see him involved at all.
I don't think the father's around, Pedro. I think it's only the mother.
The mother?
I think it's a single mom household, I think.
Okay. Later on this month, we've got a couple fights on ESPN. June 27, ESPN Plus, Christian Mumbili versus Masia Suleka. Of course, the WBC interim super middleweight title. I thought the WBC super middleweight champion was Canelo Alvarez. And since he's been active, he's fighting again in September, why would they need an interim champion?
I don't know, especially with the WBC, you would think that the interim champion is the guy that would get a shot at the champion, you know, being the interim, or just in case the champion all of a sudden can't fight anymore and then he gets elevated. But the WBC hasn't been doing that, you know, because we had a guy that was interim or the mandatory guy for 2 years.
Three.
And 3 years. And Canelo never fought him. So I'm not sure what that's about. Maybe it's just a title. You know, not a title as for like around your waist, but just a title just to call somebody a champion. I don't know.
Why? Well, you know what? I mean, most fans see through a guy, whether, you know, I mean, you just do. I mean, the Mexicans, they don't seem to be seeing through Canelo Alvarez. They still think he's the real deal. I see these guys, man. Canelo. I see Canelo, man. He doesn't want to fight him. They call him Canelo, not Canelo.
Yeah, it was some of them, the casuals, but you do have the, you know, some of the Mexicans and even some of the old school, you know, retired Mexicans, like let's say Marquez, you know, and Morales, they, you know, they criticize Canelo a lot, you know, so I'm not sure. I mean, you're always going to have your bias. You're always going to have fans that don't really know, you know, they're going to have casuals that don't know and, you know, they're going to hype up and they're going to support their countrymen, right? You know, no matter what.
Okay.
It's just what it is sometimes.
Here's what's up. Socrates Palmer, of course, he is your buddy, your right hand, everything like that. He was unavailable for Deontay Wilder on June 27. In steps Tyrell Herndon. You know what Tyrell does for a living?
No, I don't.
He drives a cab.
Oh, man. So he's an Uber driver.
He drives a cab in the day of Uber. You know how low on the totem pole you are if you drive a cab in the age of Uber?
Wow. So he's not even an Uber driver.
No.
Wow. That's.
And and the reason why I bring up Deontay Wilder is that you have a little bond with him. You've interacted with him a few times. I mean, why would he want to get hit anymore? Doesn't he realize that he's already been damaged a little bit? And I'm being nice.
You know, I agree with you. I don't understand it. I don't think we can ever understand, you know, what these fighters and what these professional athletes go through, where they want to go through, you know, the pain or go through, you know, I don't know, any type of pain or, you know, in a fight where, you know, they've been around a long time, especially after they made so much money. Like Deontay Wilder's made millions and millions of dollars.
Zillions.
You know, and
he couldn't spend all the money he made. His kids couldn't spend all the money he made. Why do you need more? I don't get that.
I could never understand it either.
Besides, the only way to go is to go owing people money. You didn't get that. Yeah. Saying, hey, you know, the guy at the bank. Yeah, it's 50 grand. Yeah, so what? I'm just kidding. Bottom line is you got to pay your debts. July 11th, live in the Garden, I believe, Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. Are you going to go down for that? Have they invited you?
They haven't invited me, but I did buy a ticket, so I will be there. On my dime. So I bought a ticket. I haven't got, you know, any credential or anything, any invite just yet. Maybe, who knows? But I definitely got a ticket for that fight.
Okay. And I thought she's won two fights in a row, and yet the other girls won two fights in a row. I got robbed one time so bad it hurt me emotionally. I was like distraught. I was destroyed for like a week. I couldn't believe it. I said, man, I beat this guy's ass. Okay. So it's really hard to emotionally accept the loss where you didn't lose. I mean, when the guy comes over and he says, good fight, this and that, and everybody in the other corner is going, yeah, right on, good fight, this and that, and then they give him the fight. Yikes, it's a little crazy. That's sort of like what Amanda Serrano's had to endure twice with Katie Taylor.
Twice, and now going into a third fight? I mean...
And she's cut, and she was cut so badly in the second fight, I don't think she should be fighting this soon.
I totally agree with you. I don't think so either, but I guess, you know, I guess there was enough money to make the fight happen, and it's a big event, you know? So, I mean, she's going to get paid a lot of money. She's probably going to get paid more than the first two fights combined.
Wow. Well, I wish both ladies the best. Now, I do want to mention this. July 12th on DAZN, Edgar Berlanga, who is David Sutherland's godson. Is he David Sutherland's godson?
Who knows? Maybe.
Edgar Berlanga, the guy that failed so miserably against Canelo Alvarez, not even trying. He laid down like a dog standing up. Is that a good way to put it?
I think so. I think that was a pretty good way of putting it. But you know, David Sutherland, his godfather, gave him three rounds in that fight.
Okay. Okay. Berlanga's taking on Habzah Shiraz, who belongs to Sheik Turki Jerky, right?
Yeah, that's his guy.
Oh, man. I mean,
that's so much of his guy that he was able to get him a draw in a fight that he clearly lost against Adamus, and a fight that you've seen the Sheik go
running around the ring.
Around the ring, going to the corner, you know, and everything, telling him the scores.
If that didn't reek of corruption, what does?
Yeah, big time. I don't know how they're going to get away with that, because now this is in Berlanga's hometown in New York. You know, can he do that here?
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Okay. All right. Real quick. July 19th, Bam Rodriguez and some guy named Fulume Kafu, of course, for the super flyweight title. July 19th, Oleg Usyk and Daniel Dubois, or Daniel Dubious. It's Dubious as to what Daniel Dubois will show up. And, of course, on the 19th, it's supposed to be Manny Pacquiao as well, July 19th, right?
I think so. I think that's one big pay-per-view.
Wow, they're not publicizing it. I guess, you know what? I guess they're not paying Fight News because they're not in the schedule. Oh, did I really say that?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well, no. I mean, come on, man. Why wouldn't that fight be in the schedule?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen they've been, you know, showing it. You know, I think they had a press conference for it already.
Well, they did. Obviously, Fight News didn't pick it up. September 12th, Canelo Alvarez and Terrence Crawford are going to go at the Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada. Crawford is like a 3-1 underdog. Is he a live underdog or is he just a dog?
He's a huge underdog.
Huge underdog?
Huge underdog, because I believe he can win this fight, you know, and I believe he shouldn't really be an underdog. 3-1 is a lot. I think it should be, you know, if he's an underdog, it should be maybe something like 2-1 or a little bit less. Wait.
If 3-1's a lot, what's 24-1 or Azenda's beating up Kyle Plant last week?
No, that's a huge underdog. But what I'm saying is that for Crawford to be 3-1 underdog, that's big for Crawford, because Crawford's usually the favorite, you know, in all his fights. And you got him a 3-1 underdog to Canelo, and a guy that, you know, I know Bud hasn't fought at super middleweight, but he's bigger than Canelo, you know, and I believe he's more skilled than Canelo as well.
There you go. He's more skilled than Canelo. I believe he is.
Yeah. So I'm really shocked that it's...
And if Canelo tries to just impose his physical will, I don't think it'll work.
I don't think so either.
He's got to throw punches. Canelo's got to throw punches, something he hasn't done in a long time. Of course, against William Skull. I mean, you know, I think I'd be embarrassed if I put forth that kind of performance against William Skull. I couldn't have went back to my corner and smiled. I could not have.
No. I couldn't. He didn't, you know, he looked like an average fighter that didn't know how to cut off the ring. He had no urgency whatsoever.
He looked like a bum.
See, I was being nice. But yeah, you could say he looked like a setup or a journeyman.
Man, I couldn't believe that. And William Skull didn't have the intestinal fortitude. He had the intestinal fortitude. He had the stone. He had stones the size of a hamster.
Jeez.
Whoa, man, come on, G. Straight up Tommy D, have a good week. I'll leave you with that.
You too, Pedro. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
Say hello to Tamara, your son, and of course, your lovely wife as well. Have a great week, my brother.
All right. You too, bro.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
Good old Earthquake, the comedian, back in the heyday of HBO, of course, when HBO was kicking ass. HBO had comedy, HBO had boxing, HBO had The Sopranos, HBO was king, no doubt about that. Now, what can I say? Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Come up in hour number two, we'll bring in Barry on boxing, talk about the great fights that are coming up, the great fights that have taken place in the last 3 or 4 months, and we'll go into depth on Roberto Duran and Ray Leonard, the first fight. Talk about June 20th, 1980, the Brawl in Montreal. Of course, Ray Leonard returning to Montreal, the site of his Olympic gold medal win in 1976. Of course, Howard Davis, I believe, was the MVP of the 76 team. But Ray Leonard was definitely the star of the 76 team. He was a guy, of course, had 7-Up commercials before his pro debut. And, of course, his pro debut was a sellout back there in Landover, Maryland. It sold out the arena. Straight up, Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran, we're going to go into depth in hour number one. Of course, the greatest fight, I think, ever. Great 15-round fight. Of course, at the end of the fight, Angelo Poletti, the Italian judge, had 10 rounds even. He scored the fight 3-2 10. He should be arrested. He should have been arrested. 3-2-10. Three wins, three rounds for Durant, two rounds for Leonard, and 10 rounds even. Straight up, that was like, he should have been arrested. No doubt about that. Oleg Usyk and Danny Dubois. I'm picking Dubois here. The reason why I'm doing that is I think that he's a harder puncher. I think that the first time he sort of got jobbed by the referee in that body shot, when the body shot sort of fell the Oleg Usyk in that one round, he sort of acted his way through it, much like much like John Ruiz did with Joe Cortez down there in Las Vegas when he was fighting Evander Holyfield the first time. Of course, I did the television on that. That was atrocious. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number two, coming up after the news right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and 1,000 other internet platforms, including Twitch, twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Hopefully, I'll regroup. Be back after the break with Tommy with Barry Unboxing.
Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Game one of the 2025 Stanley Cup playoffs now in our rear view as the Oilers had the home ice advantage, battling it out against the Panthers. That game, nothing short of exciting, going all the way into overtime. Oilers come out with an at-home W by 1-4-3, currently leading that series 1-0 after game one. Another big slate on the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Rockies get a W against the Marlins 3-2. Brewers winning big over the Reds 9-1. Red Sox defeated the Angels 11-9. Pirates win against the Astros 3-0. Cubs blank against the Nationals. The Nationals take the W 2-0. Guardians over the Yankees 4-0. Blue Jays take the at-home W against the Phillies 2-1. Diamondbacks and the Braves mirrored that score. Diamondbacks out on top winning 2-1. Rays defeated the Rangers by 1-5-4. Tigers mirroring that score as well over the White Sox take it 5-4. Orioles win against the Mariners 3-2. Giants win against the Padres by 1-6-5. And the Mets on the road take the W against the Dodgers 6-1. Looking at the standings, currently at the number one spot in each division at the American League West, the Yankees at number one. American League Central, Tigers take that top spot. American League West, the Astros at top of the pack. In the National League, out of the East, the Mets take the number one spot. In the Central division, the Cubs are at the number one spot. And in the West, Dodgers atop the pack. That's your sports shorts presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I am Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
OKC, Indiana, Florida, and Edmonton, should you care? Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Well, of course you should. While TV executives' heads were exploding in New York after the Knicks were vanquished Saturday night, you still have a fascinating matchup for the finals, which includes two teams that play to a lightning-fast pace in OKC and Indiana. Some of the keys for the Pacers include their depth at center, while the Thunder have depth all around and a stifling defense. For Florida and Edmonton, it's a rematch of the 2024 Stanley Cup Finals. It will not only be a fascinating matchup of Edmonton's speed versus Florida's toughness, but this is a series that once more is good for hockey. While there are complaints of Deep South teams playing past Memorial Day, these franchises are planting seeds to help youth participation grow and thus helping these markets embrace the sport. Just ask those in Los Angeles, Dallas, and Tampa, which holds the league's longest current sellout streak. Sports in 60, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily Innovative Wellness Athletic Supplement Packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. As I try to fix this twitch.tv, Sports Byline USA, of course that's the channel, I'm trying to fix the camera, get it together. Bottom line is, I think we've got it going on. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, the Sunday edition, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, like a thousand other internet platforms, including Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Of course, we'll spend some time with Barry on boxing this hour. Of course, he's in studio. Well, always great to have Barry in, of course. And we're going to go into depth on June 20th, 1980, the Brawl of Montreal. Of course, the Olympic gold medalist, Sugar Ray Leonard, returning to town to defend the World Welterweight Championship against the man with the hands of stone. Manos DiPietro, for real, baby. I'll talk about Roberto Duran. We'll hear from both guys. Barry will go into that on depth and some other things. Of course, the big fight coming up on the 12th of September, live in Las Vegas. Of course, Terrence Crawford and Canelo Alvarez. And after watching that fight against William Scull a couple of weeks ago, I'm giving Terrence Crawford more and more and more and more. And put it this way, I'm almost ready to jump all on the Terrence Crawford bandwagon. I kid you not. But people say to me, he's 37 years old. Well, there's got to be some negatives to him. You know what I'm saying? I can't have all these positives going in. Bottom line is, that's the negative, I think, on Canaris Crawford. He's 37 years old, plus the fact that, you know, he's moving up in weight. But I don't think he's really moving up in weight, per se, because when you look at Canelo turned pro at 146.5 pounds, of course, and the other young man turned pro at 135 pounds. So it's only 11 pounds. And people say, oh, Pedro, you know, you brag and boast about the weight. Not when we're talking about 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 13, 14 years later. I mean, these guys have been pros a long time, especially Canelo Alvarez. Of course, coming off the win against Skull. How can you believe that fight even took place? No. The International Boxing Federation, or the International Black Federation, whichever you want to call it, the bottom line is they sanctioned that as a world title fight. Travesty. Straight up, Barry on boxing in the studio, Duran and Leonard, of course, that and more today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Yeah. You know, I'll take the accolade. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Let me tell you about boxing, how they set up a fight. Of course, back in the days, Roberto Duran was a world lightweight champion. Nobody could beat him at 135. I take that back. One guy did beat him, and Duran beat him not once but twice. And both times, I think there were stoppages. But the bottom line is, Duran was a king at 135. Now, a jump to 140 pounds seemed like the conceivable thing to do. But the bottom line is, there was a WBA champion in South America, of course, that Antonio Cervantes, and he was tight with the WBA, and he was from Colombia, and there was a lot of Colombian money in boxing at that point in time. So the bottom line is, Duran couldn't get a fight with the 140-pound champion because he would have licked him like a stamp. So he moved to 147, the big money fight. Of course, talk about the against the Olympic gold medalist, Sugar Ray Leonard. No doubt about that. Ray was on top of his game, coming off the most spectacular knockout I think I saw in his entire career, a long, long time, got the knockout of Dave Boy Green. I mean, holy cow. I mean, I have turn on his mic. Have you ever seen a knockout that devastating?
No, he kind of pancaked him, didn't he? He was out. Yeah, he was out before he hit the canvas.
Out twice. And here's what's up. When I see Dave Boy Green, I've seen him a couple times since then, you really don't know what to say to the guy. I mean, you really don't.
You don't want to bring it up, really.
Yeah, I mean, you really don't. I mean, it was the apex of his career, no doubt, about that fighting Ray Leonard. But then again, getting drilled like he got drilled. I mean, holy cow. I mean,
he was a tough fighter as well. He didn't get knocked out easy.
No, but he looked like a dead man.
Yeah, I think Leonard thought he'd killed him. Yeah,
he said I mean, that was crazy. And, of course, he takes on Roberto Duran next time. Roberto Duran next time out, of course, June 20th, 1980. He is 71-1. Of course, Ray Leonard undefeated. Of course, let's check out what Roberto Duran had to say post-fight after 15 grueling rounds.
It was a unanimous decision, but very close. And again, a reminder, you will see the fight in its entirety on a special expanded version of ABC's Wide World of Sports, Saturday, July 19th. So mark down the date. All right, last night at Olympic Stadium, Howard Cosell was there in the dressing rooms of both men, Roberto Duran, the champion, and the loser, Sugar Ray Leonard.
I'm Howard Cosell. I'm in the winner's dressing room. Roberto Duran, the new WBC welterweight champion of the world. And Roberto, first of all, congratulations to you.
Roberto, ante que todo, felicitaciones por tu triunfo.
Thank you, y que no se repita lo mismo.
Thank you very much, Howard.
From the beginning, your tactics worked. You made Leonard fight your fight. Was that the key to the victory?
Desde el principio saliste peleando.
Que yo... Dile a él que yo le prometí al pueblo de aquí de Canadá y a todo mi país, Panamá y al mundo entero, que yo venía aquí a pelear, no a hacer payasar.
I told the people of Canada, the people of Panama and the world that I came here to fight.
Canada.
I didn't come here to be a clown, and you saw what I did in the ring.
You remember I tell you in the Hotel Crossing, a me come to New York for training for fight.
No clown.
I tell you, me come to New York for training for fight. Me no webet.
Do you respect Leonard?
Respeta a Leonard.
Yes. Sure. Leonard, you my friend now. You my friend now.
Te quiere mucho.
Do you want a rematch? And if so, how soon?
Quisieras una revancha y si así cuándo.
Bueno, ya te dije que eso yo no sé. Eso es Don Carlos y Don King, que ellos son mis promotores de hace tiempo y mi manager.
Howard,
Don King.
I answered it before.
This, my manager, Mr. Valletta, my promoter, Don King, will discuss that, and I'll
right,
leave the business today.
Right, Roberto.
Final question. Was this the biggest, the most important victory of your fighting life?
Fue esta la más grande victoria de tu carrera.
Sí.
Yes.
Sí, tenía que ganarle a lo más grande que tenía en Nueva York.
El mundo
tenía que ganar a los.
I had to beat the greatest of the world, so
el
I am the greatest
mundo,
now.
Roberto Duran, yeah. El campeón del mundo.
All right, Roberto. Thank you very much again. Congratulations. Good luck to you. And this is Howard Cosell reporting from the welterweight champion of the world's WBC version dressing room at the Olympic Stadium in Montreal.
Viva Panama!
Hey, did you hear Howard saying, "All right, Roberto"? Did you hear that one? It sounded like he was going. It sounded like he just witnessed a death.
Well, there we go. Yeah, I think he had a bit of a shock, didn't he?
Well, I don't know. I went into that fight, of course, hoping that Duran would win. Of course, he was like everybody's hero. I mean, moving up in the Latin community, this and that. The fact that you're moving from 135 to 147. And I'm telling you, moving up in weight, people laugh about it. It was only a few pounds, and I joked about it in hour number one. You really don't joke about it, because when I moved up from 39 to 47, from junior welterweight to welterweight, I got annihilated. I mean, I could beat average guys, but I couldn't beat anybody with any size, talent, or skill. I mean, I'm real good skill at 140. They were just, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports.
Yeah, and 12 pounds is a big jump.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And of course, now we'll go into the rematch a little bit later, but of course the rematch, the no-mask fight. But Duran made such a statement in that first fight. I mean, he was fighter of the year, of course, no doubt about that. And what do you think, when you look back at the performance of Roberto Duran, was that his peak? Because there were so many different peaks for him. There was Barkley. There was maybe the Cuevas fight might have been a peak. The Davey Moore fight might have been a peak. I mean, there was all these. He had different peaks.
Yeah, even the peak at lightweight with DeJesus. Yeah, but I think he really put it all together against Leonard, didn't he? I think the intensity is what shocked Leonard.
The intensity was shocked me.
Yeah, I mean, he came out, full blast. I mean, he'd been in with Benitez, but Benitez doesn't fight with that kind of intensity, and I think that's kind of shocked him.
No, so. And I told you the story on Benitez. Benitez was like an idiot, savant, per se, and I think that his boxing performances, he couldn't do anything else. he couldn't go to the bathroom by himself.
Yeah, yeah, no, I heard he wasn't the
I mean, you know, have you seen any, have you ever seen any extensive interviews with him?
Not extensive, but never. Yeah, I've watched some old interviews.
They ask like, hey, who won? Oh, that's it.
Yeah, yeah, but he was brilliant as a kid, wasn't he?
He was brilliant, you know, but when we sparred in 1984 over here in Newman's Gym on Leavenworth Street here in San Francisco, I remember we did three rounds, and the first round, we did three rounds the first time, two rounds the second time, and the first time I was scared to death. I was absolutely effing frightened, okay? And my trainer, Chris Gomez, told me, don't worry, we're getting him first. So he's going to be a little slow, blah, blah, blah. So I froze in the first round, and he came back. He said, listen, man, like he did the Ted the Atlas, Michael Moore type of thing on me. But he did it out loud in front of the entire gym.
Right.
You know, hey, man, do you want me to leave? I said, what? I'm thinking, what's he talking about? You want me to leave? Because you're not putting, you know, don't be scared of this dude. Don't look at him. Don't be scared of this dude. I was scared.
Yeah, no, I can believe it, yeah.
I was scared, but he was so shy at that point in time that an amateur was beating him almost. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it wasn't even. I was getting the edge in both all those sparring sessions. So he would lay against the ropes in one corner, and he would stay there. And that was sort of like his strategy, per se, for I don't know what happened at one point in time, although he did knock out Maurice Hope.
Yeah, yeah, that was
one
punch.
That was the one. He knocked Maurice. You see Maurice still, because I think you can see Maurice Hope's tooth flying.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, that was another one where he was out before he hit the canvas, wasn't it?
Yeah, one of the great knockouts of all time. But the greatest knockout of all time, I think, I witnessed was when Roberto Duran got knocked out by Tommy Hearns.
Yeah, I mean, you could hear that punch. That was fantastic punch.
And Duran, I keep talking about this over and over again, but him laying on the canvas right there, and me being maybe 4 or 5 feet from him right next to the ring, right? And him going, trying to get up.
Yeah. When you fall face first, it's normally not a good
sign. Yeah, that's never a good sign. But, no. But the point was, is that even in a concussed state, he was trying to get up.
Oh, I believe it, yeah.
He was trying to, I mean, the will of that guy, I couldn't believe. But then again, he brought that spit on himself by coming into that fight so vastly out of shape, and he had weight woes. He was 176 pounds, like I don't know, 15 days before the fight. So I'm like, that's a lot of weight to lose in 15 days.
Yeah. No, he didn't look his best. He was intimidated by Hearns. He didn't look himself. He looked like he didn't want to fight him at all. So,
hey, Hearns will intimidate you. You know why? You know how I know?
How's that?
Because I was talking spit about Mark Breland. I was 139 pound guy. I ended up being 13th in the country at 139 pounds, which is junior welterweight. Now the next welterweight division up, boxing fans, was welterweight, and the king there was Mark Breland. So when I went to the Olympic Training Center, you know who I set my sights on, right? Mark Breland, right? I got next to him.
Yeah, he's a tall fella.
Forget his tallness. He was 6'1". He had arms so long they were twice as long as anybody else's.
Just
were. And I said, and I was talking Smith about how I spit to myself how I would parry his jab, this and that. No, I wouldn't do any of that stuff. He would have hung me out to dry quicker than you can imagine.
He could punch as an amateur as well. Didn't he have a pretty good knockout record as an amateur, I think?
Well, he's hitting guys straight with that right hand. Yeah, he never followed through with the left hook. He wasn't a big combination guy. He used to get guys out with that right hand. Sure. But no, I watched him spar this and that. And I'm saying to myself, this is the guy I'm going after. I'm going to make a statement here. This is the guy I'm going after because we're all in a room. You know what I'm saying? There's maybe 35 or 40 of us in a room and they're lining up in different weights to spar. And I'm saying to myself, maybe I should get in the welterweight line. Maybe I should get in the welterweight line. Maybe because I didn't have any trainers. When they send you Olympic training camp, you don't bring your own trainer.
Oh, really?
Unless you got big money.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, but for the most part, you're there and you're there, guy. No doubt about that. The only thing good about the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs for me was, of course, I lost a unanimous nod to Vincent Webb, who was ranked number 9 in the country. But the food was terrible, and, you know, the food was really, really bad. And I remember complaining to Evander Holyfield. You know what he told me? Shut up. Be glad you got what you got, or something like that. So, you know, come on, man. Let's meet Evander Holyfield. Hi, how are you? My name's Pedro. My name's Vander. I go, this food's crap, man. Man, be glad you got here. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, back with a Ray Leonard clip after this.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Joe's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Personally, I think Joe was destroyed after the first fight with Ali. I didn't think he never really had it after that. Of course, the second fight with Ali was on the verge of being knocked out in the second round. Referee Tony Perez went to the bell early, said he saw the bell. He thought the bell went off. Bottom line is to save Joe Frazier, I thought, from a second round knockout. And Ali felt that way all the way until he died. In fact, he had a hard on for Tony Perez, referee Tony Perez, the Puerto Rican referee. Of course, the guy that I had to run up on the ring. Tommy Morrison and Ray Mercer. I'm sitting there in Atlantic City. I'm like nine rows deep on the fight. I'm sitting in the ninth row, right? And the fight's going on. And I just watched a guy get killed a few weeks earlier. You know what I'm saying? I watched a guy get killed in the ring. Yeah. Rico Velasquez in San Jose. And so I know you can sense when the Grim Reaper is in the room. You just can't, especially being an ex-cop. I sort of know when death's around, right? So anyway, Tommy Morrison's getting lit up by Ray Mercer. So I run out, jump out of my seat, run up to the ring, and I'm running, leg going like this, right over my hands, going, Larry Hazard, stop the fight, Larry's going to kill him, right? Larry reeled at me, but he jumped up on the apron and finally stopped the fight.
Yeah, a few punches too late still. But, I mean, that was the fastest I've ever seen Mercer because he wasn't quick, but he hit him, what, seven, eight times?
No, he looked like it was the fastest, you're right. He was throwing welterweight-like combinations that one night, huh?
Yeah, really, because he wasn't normally that quick.
Ray Mercer, 1988 Olympic gold medalist, of course, the man. He was old. He turned pro at 28, 29 years old, something like that.
Yeah, he came out of the army, didn't he?
He was not a bad fighter.
He was a hard man. There's no doubt. He gave Lewis a really hard fight.
He had a good chin, no doubt about that. Now, back to the Duran Leonard fight. Of course, 1980, of course, Ray Leonard just lost a unanimous nod in Montreal, Canada. He's a bit bummed out. Let's go to him and Howard.
Ray, you know how badly I feel for you, but certainly you have nothing to be ashamed of. I'd like to congratulate you in defeat.
Thank you, Howard. I don't feel bad at all. I think I gave it 100%. I think I pretty much fought from the heart. The fight pretty much lived up to its expectations. I think the people really enjoyed the fight. I think I surprised a lot of people, you know, with my strategy, flat-footed. Pretty rough inside, a lot of butts, but then again, no excuses. Durant, you know, the judges felt that he was deserved the decision, and he was given, so I hold no excuses.
I don't want to hold you. It's a difficult moment for you, but I must ask you about that strategy. I looked for the lateral movement. I looked for you to go to the right. I didn't see all of the things that brought you where you are. Was that because of Durant's tactics? Did he nullify your skills?
To a degree, yes. I mean, we did a lot of clinching. We did a lot of holding. We did a lot of, basically a lot of wrestling. I tried to slip under his clinch. You know, when we held, especially against the ropes in the corners, I tried to get by. I'd use the referee at times. I would kind of like push Carlos in front of Durant to keep him off. But, you know, how it was a dynamite fight. I think it was a fight that people really wanted to see. And again, I salute Roberto Durant.
Do you want a rematch?
Sure, I wouldn't mind having a rematch. I'm going to talk everything over with my wife and see how she feels, because it was a very difficult strain on her to see me lose, really, for the first time. But I felt I gave it my best, and the best man deserved it as far as the judges looked at it.
Well, bless you. Good luck.
Wow, Sugar Ray Leonard, of course, and Howard Cosell there. May Howard rest in peace. Howard was an outstanding guy. I mean, to be around, he was pompous. He was what he was on television. That's what's sort of cool about him. You know, you meet guys, and they don't live up to their image, per se. Howard over exceeded his image.
Yeah, I can believe that. Yeah,
he did. He was who he was, definitely. But he came to San Francisco for, I can't remember what the fight was. He came to San Francisco one fight, and I remember like grilling him this and that, like being, I was a pest. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I think security said, get rid of this guy. Get rid of this. Because I was like a 13, 14 years old. I wanted to know things.
Picking,
you know,
his brains. Yeah.
Yeah, and Howard Cosell was a genius. And I thought he was a genius in the end. Of course, he was the most prolific announcer at that point in time. Of course, I'm talking about boxing and, of course, Monday Night Football.
Okay.
NFL. I remember him and Dan Dierdorf were a big number as far as the Monday Night ratings were concerned. And then Ali told him, hey, you and that Dan guy, you got nothing on you and me. They didn't.
I mean, they were a good team. Yeah.
They were weird. All right. End of 15 rounds. Durant wins, sets up the rematch, of course. And I'll tell you about the rematch. Mike Trainer was Durant with Leonard's attorney. He was the guy that guided Ray Leonard's career. He was his manager, per se. They didn't have a management. Initially, Ray Leonard had a syndicate that invested some money in it. And after a year and a half, Ray bought the syndicate out through Mike Trainer's genius, okay? So when Mike Trainer tells me, he goes, well, you know, Ray got beat. He goes, I was a little worried about that. I said, what were you thinking? What were you thinking? Watching the fight. I sat there watching. He goes, after the second round, he goes, I just lit up a cigarette. I guess you could smoke ringside then.
Yeah,
he goes, I lit up a cigarette. He goes, I said, what the hell? I hope he doesn't get hurt. I mean, that's it. I'm thinking about a rematch as early as the second round, okay? Because he got wobbled in the second round with that left hook. And from that point forward, I think Durant basically had imposed his will for the most part. But anyway, at the end of the night, Durant was a winner. But then, you know, Mike Trainer went to work. So Mike sent a spy down to Panama in September. And he gets a picture of Roberto Duran. Roberto Duran is heavier than the impeccable one even thought about being. I'm telling you, he had a belly hanging over his waist. I mean, like a big old gut. He had a cigarette in his mouth. A big tall beer next to him, okay? You know what I'm saying? And he had the congas on the side of him. He moved the congas out of the way. You could see his belly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how big he was. I mean, I'm not trying to say he was ready to conceive, but he was about 6 months pregnant.
He knew how to relax when he wasn't fighting, didn't he, Durant?
He was unbelievably unmotivated when he wasn't training. When he wasn't motivated, he was uninspired. Anyway, he's fat as a pig. So they tell him, guess what? You know, Mike Trainer says, you know, Duran made $1.5 million for the first fight. That's the most money he ever made in his entire life. He goes, wow. He goes, he was really gracious. So that shows you what a ripoff artist Don King was, huh? Don King was giving him $100,000 for all those fights.
Yeah, no, I can.
And we know I'm from Panama. $100,000 is a lot. $100,000. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. It looks good.
Yeah, Don King wasn't stupid, was he?
It looks good. So anyway, so Mike Trainer says I'm gonna offer Durant $8.5 million to come back and fight Ray Leonard, but he's got to do it by November 25th. This and that. He goes, and that'll give him about 7 or 8 weeks to train. He goes, he's gonna strain to make the weight. He goes, he's gonna be a problem the whole nine yards. This was my strategy, and it worked to a T. Because of course we had the No Moss fight, and where Durant didn't say No Moss, but Durant basically waved off the fight in the 8th round. Referee Octavio Moran was like stunned.
Yeah,
I mean, the baddest man on the planet saying, "I surrender."
He was humiliated, wasn't he? He wasn't really beaten up, but he was. He looked embarrassed.
Yeah, and the fact that you know it was a 24-foot square ring, which is like 6 feet bigger than the rings that used to be back in 18s. They used to be 18s, and I think the first fight with Leonard was in a 20. It was a 20-foot square ring. But 24 is the universal ring now.
A little more cozy.
Yeah, but 24-foot square ring is like boxing in somebody's backyard.
Yeah. Leonard used every inch.
Man. Couldn't you know, Roberto got frustrated. And Leonard knew that Roberto was having problems making the weight. They all knew. It was part of the ploy.
Yeah.
It was part of the ploy. It made Roberto, you know, in other words, Ray was going to get his revenge some way, and Roberto said, not today.
Yeah,
is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah. I think he changed his mind pretty quickly, though, didn't he? I think it was just a snap decision, and within seconds, but it was too late.
So, it was too late. Yeah. And of course, the third fight, they came back when they opened up the Mirage Hotel, the outdoor arena. It was December 7th, I think, 1990 or 1889.
89.
After the Barkley fight in February of 89. Let me tell you, it was 39 degrees. It was 39 degrees, and we had an outdoor fight at night in Las Vegas. I was freezing my testes off.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be nice here.
Leonard had a blanket on, didn't he?
Yeah, Leonard had the blanket.
Yeah,
and Durant was sitting there going, you know, I'm just a fat guy here for the check.
Yeah.
He was. I mean, he didn't throw a punch with bad intentions.
I think he cut Leonard at one point, didn't he? That was the only time. He landed a right-handed.
Oh,
kick,
wow.
I
was so disappointed. I was really disappointed in that fight. I knew that Roberto wasn't doing well when his wife left, I think, like the 6th or 7th round.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't really throwing any punches, was he?
He didn't do anything.
Yeah. Neither did Leonard, really.
No, but I think Ray was saying, you know what, I don't want to embarrass him. I just want to go through this. Because Ray was just, this was a money thing. It was a money grab for both guys.
Because around the time Michael Nunn was around and McCallum.
Let me tell you about Michael. Michael McCallum passed away. We'll get into that in just a second. But Michael Nunn, Ray, I think there's a tape of Ray somewhere in the studio where I set Ray and Michael Nunn up at a disco in Las Vegas. I said, you know, Ray, you came off like a big P-U-S-S-Y against Michael Nunn, about Michael Nunn today when you were doing the HBO television. I said, you came off like a punk. He goes, what? So he went over and he got in Michael Nunn's face right then and there. I said, yeah.
You're stirring things up, were you?
Oh, hey, that's what I did best. Poison Pen Pedro. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back with some of the upcoming fights, of course, with the genius. I'm talking about the British boxing hero, Mr. Barry Ravitz, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm grateful for every victory and every defeat, both in the ring and in the life. I'm thankful that as my career comes to an end, I've gained clarity about the direction a person must take in order to achieve true victory, not just in the ring, but in overcoming the old self. Only then can one receive their true reward. I thank God for my wonderful, honest and kind parents, for their care, their love and their warmth I felt throughout my life. My father not only taught me art of boxing, but how to be a role model for my own children, the same way he has always been for me. I've made many mistakes in life and in the gym, but he was always by my side, correcting me when needed, praising me when earned. I have many warm memories. I love you deeply. Dad, I bow low before you and dedicate the most hurtful words in the world to you. You are my number one. To my family.
Vasyl Lomachenko talking about his dad and his management team, of course, retiring 18-3 with 12 KOs. Of course, in his second fight, he took on Orlando Salida in a 12-round fight for the WBO title, 126 pounds. And then with Salida, it was Salida condom. He didn't show, he didn't make the weight. He made like 27, like 28, 29, something like that. And then he went out and gained like 15 or 20 pounds. He came in the ring like a middleweight, okay? Yeah. And then he bullied this guy around for 50, for the majority of 12 rounds.
He hit him low all night, didn't he? He could have been disqualified easy. Constant low blows.
Yeah, but where was that fight at?
Where was it at?
Yeah, I think it was that in Puerto Rico?
I don't think so. But I mean... Yeah, that was he could have been disqualified there. And I think Loma nearly folded him in the last round with a body shot. He almost got him out of there.
You know, when I look at the MGM, the fight at the MGM Grand, of course, with Devin Haney, my favorite fighter, May 20th, 2023. I didn't think Haney won that fight.
I thought he did, but it could have gone either way. I felt like he was more consistent in the middle rounds, and I think Loma finished strong, but yeah.
I think you're right there. In the middle rounds, he did do a lot better. But you look at the Jermaine Ortiz fight. That was a close win for him. Although the judges had it very wide. Richard Comey before that, Nakatani, Masashi Nakatani. Of course, before that, Teofimo Lopez. He lost to Teofimo Lopez. Didn't we think that Teofimo was going to become a star after that?
Yeah, I mean, he just blows hot and cold, doesn't he? He looks great one fight, and then I think he fights up to the level of his opposition. To be honest.
I think he fights according to his mental capabilities. I think him and his father are nuts. Well.
He's definitely all over the show, isn't he? I don't think he knows who he is.
Okay. The 19th of July is a big day in boxing, no doubt about it. Of course, we've got like the Manny Pacquiao thing, and I'll get to that. No, I'll take that back. Let's go to that first. Of course, on top, Sebastian Fedora and Tim Zhu. Tim Zhu coming off He already had a win the last time. He can't even win against a guy like you or me. Okay, but before that, he got lit up like two fights in a row. Yeah. And of course, that first fight, when the corner let the fight continue, when they should have had the fight stopped in the second round. You get cut with an elbow, it's time to stop it.
Yeah.
And the referee acknowledged it was an elbow cut. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like they had to like convince the referee or anything. He was convinced. But after you go four official rounds, you can't stop it at that point.
It was inexperience from the corner, I think, wasn't it? Yeah, they could have gotten out of that.
They couldn't have got out of that question. And then after that, he ended up losing again. Of course, then he won in his last fight. But now, Fedora, 6'5", 154 pounds, 22-1-1. If he's a weight bully, if he isn't a weight bully, there isn't. Anyway, Fedora's a favorite here. Should he be?
I think so, but I think it's going to be a tough fight again because Zeus still fought pretty well in that fight, despite all the blood. But I think you got to make Fandor a favorite.
Mario Barrios, 29-2-1, taking on Manny Pacquiao, 62-8-2. Manny Pacquiao, 46 years old. Mario Barrios, not the greatest thing since sliced bread, but he's 30 years old. And, you know, this doesn't look good for Manny Pacquiao. Last time we saw him, I think he lost to Yuri Urgas.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he retired.
Like, Barrios beat him. Yes.
Beat him pretty decisively.
And that was a while ago as well. Pacquiao shouldn't be anywhere near a ring.
But here's what's up. Now, I'm not against Manny Pacquiao getting his title fight because I say to myself, he's the draw that he is, the whole nine yards. I mean, all right. But you need to compensate all the other 12 contenders. The guys in the top 12, the guys that aren't going to get the shot, they should all be compensated to some extent because one of them's getting screwed.
Yeah, he shouldn't be able to step in for a title fight.
But if he is, let it do that, but compensate the other guys.
Yeah.
Samson Lukowicz, I guess, wasn't involved with any of those other guys.
No, probably not. Probably not.
He's turned out to be, you know, I thought he was a bit of a doofus at first when I first met him. This and that. Because he was, he worked with Murad Muhammad. He was Murad Muhammad's right hand when they brought Manny Pacquiao over.
Okay.
But I thought he was like a little bit slow this and that, but he just kept quiet.
Okay,
you know what I'm trying to say? And he was smarter than I thought. He just kept quiet, doesn't it? And I watched him make his moves, and now he's probably, if not the premier promoter in boxing, pretty close to it.
He's been bringing in some good fighters from abroad, hasn't he? So he's kind of, I think he knows what he's looking at.
Okay, Barrios and Pacquiao, is that going to be a contest at all?
No, I think Barrios wins that. I think Pacquiao's going to look terrible.
Okay. Yeah. I went down to Vegas in February and saw David Benavidez fight, of course, against the Cuban. There was no doubt about that. That was a good fight, no doubt about that. But Isaac Cruz was on the same card taking on Angel Fierro. And after 10 or 12 rounds, I thought Fierro won that fight. And they gave it to Pitbull Cruz.
Yeah, that was a close fight. Yeah, it could have gone either way, maybe. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think if Fierro with a good camp, I think he's good. I think Cruz is basically overrated. Cruz is a volume guy.
Yeah.
If he can't throw on volume and get you to respect his volume,
Yeah. He got Rowley out of there, didn't he? But, he's limited, isn't he? I mean,
well, speaking of Rowley came back, of course, and looked good in his last contest.
Yeah, it kind of surprised me. I was glad to see it.
here's what's up, though. Had Bill Haney and these guys taken care of business with Ryan Garcia and not allowed him to come in the 3-4 pounds heaviness and that, and, you know, they took $1.5 million for it, this and that, Didn't by them taking $1 million, they should shut the duck up.
Yeah, I think it was just a big mistake. Yeah, I think it's changed Haney's career. Haney looked awful in that last fight. So I don't know why
Here's what's up. I've been working with the impeccable one in the other room, right?
Yeah.
We're thinking about going after Haney. Thinking about San Francisco versus Marin County. Okay, I'm serious. We're thinking about call it the Golden Gate Bridge hustle, whatever you want to call it. But the bottom line is I think Haney's ready to be taken. I mean, that last fight he fought so tentative. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Tentative?
Oh, definitely. He's gun shy, wasn't he? Yeah. And gun I think shy. I don't know why Tio is not going to take that fight. Okay. That looked like it was on, and I think Tio wins that fight for sure.
Okay, Brandon Figueroa and Joette Gonzalez. Decent fight there.
Yeah, Figueroa's an interesting fighter. I think he's kind of a little underrated. He lost to Fulton again, but I thought he beat Fulton the first time around. So.
Okay. You know, that Daniel Dubois is going to be fighting on that day. I call him Daniel Dubious. Of course, he's only lost one fight. And so one
I think
fight,
he lost two, didn't
two
he?
Fight,
yeah,
he lost
yeah,
two
yeah.
fights, right? Two in a row. The bottom line is, I think he's a real heavyweight. I think he can crack.
Yep.
And I think that he's got a shot at getting Oleg Usyk out of there. And, of course, most people don't feel that way, but I do anyway. Daniel Dubious, is he going to be Dubious or is he going to be Dubois?
I'm still going to go with Usyk for that fight. But yeah, Dubois looks a lot better now. I think he was a little young when he first kind of came around. And but the wear and tear on Usyk's going to start to show soon, fighting all these big guys all in a row. So
you know, but you tell me he's a hell of a personality, huh?
Everything I've watched, very, very comical.
How's
very
his
funny.
English?
It's getting better because he couldn't speak any at first.
But Roberto now, still can't speak. You know, Roberto speaks English when he wants to.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Usyk can speak better than he sort of portrays.
But you know what? I can understand that because you don't want to embarrass yourself in another language. Because I told these girls in Las Vegas at a party, I told you that one, right, where I said I'm a queer. In Spanish? I didn't tell you that one.
I told him
I'm gay. I said, yeah. And she goes, where are you from? I go, Mericón. Mericón. America is what I was trying to say. Right, Mericón means queer in Spanish. Okay?
Right.
So these girls said, Mericón is for that? Are you true? Oh, yeah, it's for that. Where are you from? I go, San Francisco. Oh, man, that was the end of that.
Confirmation there.
That was the end of that. So I haven't spoken Spanish since 1992. That was the Julio Cesar Chavez Hector Camacho fight in Las Vegas. I was doing an autograph party over there at a restaurant. But yeah, that was the last time I spoke Spanish with any confidence whatsoever.
No, sure.
Come on. You got to think about it. Anyway, back to the 19th. Jesse Rodriguez in action, of course. Bam Bam Rodriguez, 21 and zip. Man, good fighter. No doubt about that. Taking on a guy named Fumela Cafu, who's 11-0 with three draws. Slim and none or none.
I think he has a chance. I think he's a good fighter, but I think Bam's just a special fighter. And I think he's looking for all the biggest fights. Yeah, Bam should win that one.
Well, Cafu, and the only thing he's got going for him is a suicide blonde. You know what a suicide blonde is?
No, what's a suicide blonde?
Died by his own hands.
Okay. Yeah,
does that make you know? Hey, I learned that. Who taught me? Who taught me that one? I stole that from somebody. Somebody taught me that. Was it Mike Marley? I think Mike Marley, when he wrote in the New York Post, I think I sort of stole that line from him.
That's how old
I am. Good Lord. May he rest in peace, of course. But Bam Rodriguez, you think that's a route for him? You don't think that's a route for him, huh?
For Bam? No, I think it'd be an interesting fight, but I think he's going to win. Yeah. Right now, I think he's kind of unstoppable.
Okay. Also on the 19th, Brian Norman and Jin Sasaki for the WBO 147-pound town. Is Norman the best at 147 right now?
I'm really high on him, actually. Yeah. I don't know about Sasaki. I'm not sure too much about him, but I think Brian Norman is a really good fighter. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Next week, we get to watch my favorite fighter. Of course, him, anyway, George Kambosos. George Kambosos, slick dude, man. He conned Devin Haney to come down there not once but twice. He milked that cow twice. He was going to be, probably never going to beat Devin Haney. They were different weight class, different sizes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he's
probably never going to beat Devin Haney, but he conned him into two paydays. I mean, that's a smooth move from a payday point of view, but a punk move from any other move.
Right, yeah, he's gotten the most out of his career for sure, for his talent, hasn't he? There's
all right, no doubt so anyway, it. Richardson Hitchens, is he the future at 140?
I don't think so, no. He's a good boxer, but I think he's lacking something. Yeah, he's excitement for one thing, but...
Okay, what about this guy at 160, Christian Mobili? I asked Tommy D about him an hour or more, and of course he's undefeated, big puncher, no doubt about that. And of course he's going to be fighting for the WBC interim title because, you know, Canelo's inactive, Canelo's been shot, Canelo's retired, Canelo's on the disabled list. No, Canelo's active, but they can have a super middleweight interim champion for Ching Ching to make those ratings.
Yeah.
Speaking of ratings, somebody asked me the other day, is the Association of Boxing Commission still in effect? Of course, I was there, one of their licensed judges for like, I guess, 8 or 10 years. Anyway, looks like they're going to have some type of seminar in August down there in Florida, I believe. So the bottom line is the Association of Boxing Commissions is still going, even though they must be impotent because they don't refer. I mean, these judges do this kind of stuff. You never hear the Association of Boxing Commissions involved.
No, not really. No, not something I'm familiar with. Really.
Anyway, Christian Mobili. He wouldn't be a guy that somebody would run from, would he?
I don't think so. I'm surprised Canelo hasn't picked him, to be honest with you, because I think he's overrated for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Speaking of Pacheco,
is a much better fighter.
Speaking of overrated, man, I can't believe this guy's pulling this off. But Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Can I tell you about the time I interviewed him? I went to interview him pre-fight at the LA Forum.
No,
he was banging some girl in the shower.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he bent some girl over in the shower.
Bent
some girl pre-fight.
Okay.
I mean, his hands weren't wrapped yet.
You're supposed to leave it 6 weeks before.
His hands weren't wrapped yet.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I came in the dressing room, I'm looking for him, and everybody in the dressing room went, and I'm wondering why these guys are all stuttering and stammering in Spanish.
He's definitely a party boy, isn't he?
Yeah, well, what's going on anyway? So anyway, they tell me, I'm looking around the room, and there's no Chavez.
Right.
And there's no Chavez. I guess about 35, 40 seconds later, coincidentally or whatever, this chick walks out of the shower, and then he follows her out of the shower.
Okay,
so obviously he was getting intimate with this girl in the shower prior to a fight.
Yeah, it's not normally the done thing, is it?
Well, no, he's a coke addict. He's got all kinds of problems.
Did he win the fight?
Huh?
Did he win the fight?
Yeah, he won the fight. I mean, it was a setup fight. Anyway,
yeah,
take it on Jake Paul. Is Jake Paul good for – I used to think Jake Paul was good for boxing. Is he?
No, not at all. No, no. I can't wait to see him get pancaked.
Pancaked, Boo, but he won't fight anybody decent.
No, no. He's trying to... Isn't he talking about a cruiserweight title fight? But who's he going to fight?
Oh, man. Who's Zerto? Badu Jack, I think. Is that what they're trying to do by having Zerto Ramirez fight on this card with Yuneef Dorticos?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what they're trying to set up on the Jake Paul versus Zerto Ramirez fight?
Yeah, and Jake Paul's never going to win that fight. Yeah.
You know what? I would like to see Jake Paul kicked in the nuts on the street. That would be my satisfaction. When some guy walked up and just kicked him right in the balls. Bam!
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, because he's just... He's
I don't even like his face.
He's a piece of work, no doubt about it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I hope that you understand that not one single person, not one single committee can do anything for boxing. It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
Jose Suleiman saying that after I just disrespected everybody in the world. No, not everybody, straight up. You like the big card with Shakur Stevenson, of course, taking on William Zepeda. Shakur, speak that back.
Hey, Shakur's here. What do you think I'm going to win, Barry?
I think you are, yeah. I think it's your coming out party.
Yeah, why do you say that?
I think it's the right opponent. Zepeda's going to go jump on you, and you're going to be able to counter him all night.
Okay, what about the co-feature, Edgar Berlanga taking on Sheik Turkey Jerky's fighter, Hamaz Shiraz. Of course, that last fight was a bit of a controversy, that draw. And, of course, the Sheik was running around ringside with scores and that kind of good stuff. That's criminal, I thought.
Yeah, it was a little shady, wasn't it?
Like, a little. Oh, man.
I think this is a weird fight for Shiraz. I don't understand why. What benefit he gets from fighting Berlanga. Berlanga can punch. So
well, Berlanga hasn't been able to punch in a long time, though. I mean, he really hasn't let his hands go, has he?
Yeah, no, but he's definitely got the power there. And I think Shiraz stands up straight. I can see him getting caught by something wild from Berlanga, but Shiraz can punch too. So I'm a big fan of Shiraz.
Okay,
actually.
Before I let you go now, I've got to go back to September, go up to September 12th, of course, Allegiant Stadium, the home of the Oakland Raiders in Las Vegas, Nevada. Oakland Raiders. The aforementioned Terrence Crawford. I think he's got a good shot at this. Of course, he's undefeated in 40 fights, taking on Canelo Alvarez. How do you see that going? You don't think that Crawford has much of a chance here, huh?
No, I think he's a better fighter. But I think after watching the way Charlo got bullied around pretty quickly by Canelo, and I thought Charlo
could punch. What about the skull fight?
Yeah, but I mean, Canelo didn't have to do anything, did he? Really, he just walked around, followed him around. He knew he was going to win the fight, so it wasn't impressive.
I think
he's going to be up for this fight, though, Canelo.
Barry Rabbit, you are always impressive. The British boxing hero, we feel honored each time you spend some time with us here in the studio, man.
Appreciate it.
You are the highlight of a Sunday that's been kind of, to put this way, ups and downs this and that. But I want to thank you, and I want to thank the impeccable one in the other room. In fact, I was feeling shitty, spitty today. And the bottom line is, and the impeccable one took care of me. I'm talking about the great Bailey Peck. Take it away, Bailey.